Late. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Just by way of reminder that you can find written devotional content from our writing team. It's housed in the notes button there in the Drivecast section of the LifePoint Ohio app, and so please do check those out. I would definitely commend them to you. We're in James 1, 22 to 24 today. I'll go ahead and read those verses for us. It says this: "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." Gives a bit of an illustration there, and the way that illustration begins to make sense to me, it reminds me of when we had our first kiddo, Theo. So, you know, after you have a baby, you're exhausted. You know, Maddie had been in labor for 18 hours. And then after you have the baby, and the nursing staff is, they're phenomenal. They do incredible work. But every 32 minutes, they come in and ask if you're getting any rest. And so after Maddie's 18-hour labor and the nurses, I was very exhausted, as you might guess. And anyway, we get home the next day, and we had this plan going into things that, you know, we'd have a bottle of milk, and then, you know, there's Maddie. And so during the night, we'd rotate. So, you know, Theo would wake up and I would get the bottle. And then the next time Theo would wake up, Maddie would take care of things. And so anyway, Theo wakes up in the middle of the night, and Maddie, being, you know, the mom that she is, because moms are awesome, also ends up getting up. And so he's screaming and crying, and Maddie sits down with him on the couch, and she tells me, again, middle of the night, and I'm coming off that 18-hour labor, and she says, "Paul, warm up a bottle for Theo." I say, "Okay, yeah. So I hear her. So I go to the kitchen, and Maddie can still see me from the couch, and I start picking up a cutting board, and Maddie says, "Paul, the bottle, what are you doing? Pick up the bottle." And so I say, "Yeah, I know, I heard you." And so I start moving random dishes, literally like picking it up, put it down like 3 inches over. And Maddie then, trying to yell over Theo screaming because he's starving, says, "Paul, pick up the bottle." And I say, "Would you stop yelling at me like a child?" And, you know, just a mess. I was so delusional that I was hearing the words that she was saying, but I was physically so deliriously tired that it just wasn't computing. I was not doing the things that I said I heard and would do. And I think a lot of times in the life of faith, we function like that. We say, yeah, I hear you. I'm doing it. Yep, I hear you. And then we go and do something completely different. "God, you say this?" "I hear you. Absolutely." And then we just ignore it. And so I think we then have to ask, well, why is that? And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. Number one, like, do we belong to the Lord? Are we held captive in darkness? And have we been given ears to hear, which can only come from God? I think it's 7 different times in the New Testament Jesus uses the phrase, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And that comes after he's been teaching to a crowd who is hearing. And yet Jesus makes this distinction: just because you hear the words doesn't mean you hear them in the sense that you apply them. And so I think we need to then go to the Lord and ask him, "Lord, give us ears not to just hear in the sense that we literally hear the words, but hear in the sense that we literally apply them to our lives." If Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden with burden," but we're like, "Yeah, absolutely." But instead, we come to the altar of social media and television and distraction instead of coming to Christ. Like, are we really hearing him? You know, if Jesus gives us a command to love our neighbors as ourselves, but we try and ignore our neighbors and close the garage door as quickly as possible, are we listening? We're like, "Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely, Jesus." But then does our life reflect the realities that he taught? And so I think that's a good emphasis for prayer for us today. I'm going to do some guided prayer. And so I'll kick us off here. I'll pray scripture essentially back to Jesus. And I'm going to give you time to then pray that as well. And so we'll sort of go into a call and response time here. I do want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, help us be a people who don't just hear your words in the sense that we maybe read them or hear them and understand the actual words being said. And so, God, I want to pray that. God, make me a person that doesn't just hear your words, but hears them in the sense that I do them. So I want you to pray that to the Lord as well. God, help me then to also understand what your word says. I have to know your word to do your word. And so, God, help me desire your word. God, lead me into a desire for your word. And God, as I desire your word, help me to apply it to my life. Help me to live it out so that I wouldn't be someone like who looks in the mirror and then completely forgets. Someone who says we hear, but then doesn't follow through. God, make me a person who follows through on your word so that you will be glorified, and that would be good. God, we love you. We come to you because of Jesus. Jesus, for your glory, for your name. Amen.